Gambling for the weekend on Saturday, and Emma Clark-Conway is here from Polio Survivors Ireland. And I guess the reason we're talking to you today, Emma, is because we're seeing more and more in the papers about polio re-emerging in the UK. And it's definitely something I haven't heard of in years and years. Can you tell us, first of all, what polio is?
Yes, of course, Gina, and it's a good question, because I suppose thankfully it has been eradicated from the Western world for such a long time that many people don't realise what it is. It's kind of nearly the stuff of fables. It's an infectious disease, and it's something that can spread easily from person to person and seems to most commonly affect children, although it can also affect adults. And in fact, it was known as infantile paralysis many, many years ago. It is what's called an enterovirus, and what it can do is impact the nervous system. It can affect somebody's mobility. They may just have flu-like symptoms, so I suppose that's important to note. Not everybody would be paralysed, but for some people they could be left paralysed by the disease, and they may or may not get some of the mobility back that they would lose when they contracted polio. And it can affect someone's breathing as well, requiring them to be back in the day, as they say, it would have been a case of having to go into an iron lung to help them breathe. So it is quite a frightening disease, and the idea of it coming back is really, I suppose, for us it's unthinkable when we know what people have gone through and how they suffer later on in life with post-polio syndrome.
Because this is a case where, you know, back in the 1950s, so we're probably talking about people who are maybe in their 70s now or maybe their 60s. And if they had polio, you'd be sent off to a hospital, separated from your family, and you might not get anybody coming to see you at all.
No, we've just recently published this book, Polio and Us, which has 29 stories in it of polio survivors, mostly in the sort of 30s, 40s, 50s in Ireland when they contracted it. And it's actually so incredible what happened to them, that they were taken to the likes of the Fever Hospital in Dublin or in Cork, or they were taken to the likes of Tapa Hospital, where they would have spent a long time for rehabilitation. And if they were particularly from the country and somebody was in Dublin, they may not have seen a parent for months on end. People just couldn't travel. They couldn't afford to travel those distances. They maybe there was a farm. They may not have been able to leave the farm. And there was probably other children at home that had to be looked after. So it's not like now, if your child is in hospital, the likelihood is you'll stay on the floor beside them while they're there. You wouldn't leave them. So it was a totally different world. And many of our members have very happy stories of their times in hospital. Some of them have tougher stories, but most of them even made friends that they still would know today. So it was just a different time, and it was how things were done. But as a parent myself, when I read Polio and Us initially, I found it so sad. We would just remind people to make sure their vaccines are up to date, because that is the key way to avoid this.
These are the ones that newborns get. Am I right that you get it at, you know, 8 weeks, and then a couple of months later you get... Are you supposed to get more vaccines later on in life?
The vaccine you refer to is the 6-in-1, and you're right, they're given to infants, I think around 6 weeks, and then there's top-up doses between the time they're born and the time they're 4 or 5, the last top-up dose is given usually around the time they're starting school. So it's just really important, particularly with COVID, if there's been any delays to vaccine schedules, the parents make sure their children have those vaccines up to date, and if they haven't received the latest dose, maybe to contact the GP or the local health centre about that.
I actually didn't realise they're supposed to get it up until that age.
Do you know what? I actually think they may do that one when they start school. My son would have been done in the GPs, but my daughter, who was 3 years younger, they did that in school, as far as I recall. Polio is very, very close to being completely eradicated, and it's only endemic now in two countries, Afghanistan and Pakistan. The only other disease that's been eradicated like that is smallpox. Yeah. But I think it's important not to panic or not to think it's come back. You know that they've discovered this in the UK sewage. Be calm about it, but for everyone to just question, are my vaccines up to date? Is there anything I need to check? But most adults will have had those vaccines as children.
Can you tell me about the effects then that having polio has had on these adults?
And that's a really good question, Trina, because obviously polio tends to be something that someone has had as a child and recovered from and gone on to live maybe a very productive and normal life, perhaps with the use of a caliper on their leg or no mobility aid at all. There's some people who maybe their arm is affected, but again, they've lived busy lives and it's never held them back in any way. But in later life, between 20 and 40 years after having the original disease, some survivors will develop what's called post-polio syndrome, which is a neurological condition, and it can result in new weakness, chronic fatigue, sleep impairment, difficulty swallowing, very severe intolerance to cold. There are a lot of people who are suffering now later on in life, and that's why our organisation exists, to try and support them and to maintain that independence as best we can, because they really do need a lot of tailored support.
And the book is now available. It sounds like a really intriguing read. If you're a younger age group, you might not have even heard of polio, so very interesting. Emma Clark-Conway there from Polio Survivors Ireland. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Trina.
Thanks,
Emma.
It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.